Becky's really the intellectual when it comes to psychology. So I am really curious, what is the psychology of a ruined orgasm? Can you tell us about that?
Love that question. Love that question. So yeah, we were just talking about that on Kinkology today. And one of the things that I brought up, so there are two basic theories that I feel really inform the whole ruined orgasm in terms of the individual experiencing the ruined orgasm. And that is acceptance and commitment therapy and somatic therapy. So acceptance and commitment therapy says that we need to live through our suffering, and the easiest way to live through our suffering is to not resist it, because in resisting it, we essentially exponentially increase our suffering by like struggling in quicksand, right? So from an acceptance and commitment therapy, frustration is very much a valid state of existence, right, that we all experience. And then the second therapy that I feel really informs it is somatic therapy. And that is the idea that we can process some of this emotional baggage in our body through the physical actions. And I brought up about how fucking symbolic and impactful and significant it could be to process your frustration through literally eking it out of your body, right? To allow yourself a fully embodied experience of a ruined orgasm under those circumstances. You're literally doing a form of therapy when you do it that way.